I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
During the 2008 presidential election, liberals often made the accusations that if you opposed Barack Obama's quest to be president, it was because you were a racist. That is, you opposed Obama because of the color of his skin. Now, the truth was that no conservative who opposed Obama's ideas would go ahead and vote for a white candidate who proposed the same ideas Obama was spouting. But no matter. If you opposed Obama, you were a racist or a bigot, pure and simple. So there were many potential debates among voters that quickly dissolved into name-calling and finger-pointing, and that got nowhere fast. Now, fast forward to 2019. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg has thrown his name into the mix to become the Democrat standard bearer for president in 2020. He has been outspoken about being a gay man who is married to another man. He's attacked Vice President Pence's religious belief that opposes various LGBT issues, including gay marriage. While governor of Indiana, Pence signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which, among other things, allowed a religious Christian baker to not have to bake a wedding cake for a same-sex marriage. Now, that belief in the law that was enacted protected an individual's protection of religious freedom under the First Amendment. The vice president is not a so-called homophobe, that is, he is not a hater of gay people. Vice president has never attacked gay people. In a speech, Buttigieg addressed Pence, saying, "If you've got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my creator." Buttigieg is the one who is bringing up his homosexuality. Pence has not. Buttigieg is the one who is drawing attention to his sexuality. Oppose Buttigieg, you're a homophobe. You hate gays. So let's be clear. Conservatives will and should oppose Buttigieg's effort to become president, not based on his sexuality, but rather based on his left-wing positions on issues that would be bad for this country. He's a huge fan of Bernie Sanders, an openly socialist candidate for the presidency. He wants penalties enacted to force Americans to succumb to international pressure on global warming initiatives, initiatives that penalize Americans but not China or India, the most polluting countries in the world. He supports so-called gun control legislation that could seriously compromise Second Amendment rights. He supports a single-payer socialized medicine plan. He wants a pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens. He supports taxpayer-funded gender reassignment surgery for so-called transgender people in prison. There are many other issues that speak to Buttigieg's very liberal agenda. Given his Obama-like effort to remake the culture of the United States, why would conservatives support his liberal agenda? The answer to those questions is conservatives should not and will not support Mayor Pete's effort to ascend to the highest office in the land with little to no experience to address national and international issues. And for good reason, conservatives and those with common sense will oppose his candidacy. They'll oppose him not because he's gay and supports an LGBT agenda that drastically changes the U.S. Conservative and common sense voters will oppose a person, man or woman, gay or straight, who does not have the credentials to assume leadership of the most powerful and greatest country in the world without a preconceived left-wing agenda. Mayor Pete is not presidential material. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.